name of God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. We are exploring the question, and we are trying to explore it objectively in the light of the book authored by Mr. Abdul Sattar Ghori of Pakistan, who is a research fellow of Al Murid, an Islamic institute located in Lahore. He's authored this book, Isaac or Ishmael, the only son offered for sacrifice. And we have seen that in the last episode, the author has presented the four claims that have been made to show as to which of the possible sites could be the one that could claim more authoritatively and convincingly that that was the Moria at which Ishmael, at which the first born son of Abraham was sacrificed. We've seen that the first three claims were mentioned and were rejected because they were not found convincing. And now we're going to explore the possibility of the fourth of them as to whether it could actually be acceptable or not. The fourth claim is that it is Solomon's temple, the place at which it has been constructed in Jerusalem, which is the Moria at which the first born son of Abraham was offered for sacrifice. The author mentions that the sole place in the whole of the Bible where the site of the Solomon's temple has been attached to Moria is the book of Chronicles 2, chapter 3, verse 1. It was not based on any objective reality, according to the author, or historical facts. It was a theological invention and was fabricated to attach reverence and importance to the house of the Lord. This claim of the author is supported by a number of supporting evidence that he has mentioned from the various different scholars of the Bible. So the author says that it may be observed in the narrative of Chronicle 1, chapter 21, verses 15 to 28, that the alleged place of Moria has been mentioned in the longish passage for 11 times, and the proper name Moria has not been attributed to it even for a single time in the whole of the narrative. In other words, the same place is described over and over again 11 times, and yet not on a single occasion the name that it is alleged to be carrying was mentioned in the Chronicles. He quotes Josephus and says, as Josephus has offered a narrative of the event in his Antiquities, which will further elaborate the point. And after having mentioned the description of the narrative, Flavius Josephus says, "Now when King David saw that God had heard his prayer and had graciously accepted of his sacrifices, he resolved to call that entire place the altar of all the people and to build a temple to God there." Josephus says, and this is what Josephus has quoted, and the author goes on to question, that had it been the sacred place whose name had been Moriah, even before Abraham, having such a significant tradition attached to it as a sacrifice of Abraham's firstborn and the only and beloved son, King David would definitely have known it and would certainly have used it for the place. Then the author quotes the Illustrated Bible Dictionary, which says, the only other mention of the name occurs in Chronicle 2, chapter 3, verse 1, where the site of Solomon's temple is said to be on Mount Moriah, on the threshing floor of Ornan and Jebusite, where God appeared to David. It should be noted that no reference is made here to Abraham in connection with this site. It has been objected that Jerusalem is not sufficiently distant from Philistia to have required a 3 days' journey to get there, and that one of the characteristics of Jerusalem is that the Temple Hill is not visible until the traveler is quite close, so that the correctness of biblical identification is called in question. Then the author mentions Peake's commentary on the Bible, and he quotes the author saying, "But it is impossible that the Temple Mount at Jerusalem could have been the scene of the incident of sacrifice for various reasons." He mentions, quotes, Reed and McNeil in their article on Moria in the Hastings Revised Dictionary of Bible. They assert that the tradition of identifying Moria with the site of Solomon's temple is not traceable. The authors say efforts to identify the source of this tradition have been unsuccessful. Michael Avi Yonah observes in the Encyclopedia Judaica, "The assumption that Abraham intended to sacrifice Isaac on the threshing floor of Jebus, Jerusalem, in full view of the Canaanite city, is far-fetched." International Standard Bible Encyclopedia observes, according to the author, "The description could hardly apply to Jerusalem in any case. With our present knowledge, we must be content to leave the question open." The author has thus presented a number of different authorities, some of which I have read them out before you, to show that the scholars of Bible are not comfortable with the idea that the hill of Moria, at which, according to the Bible, Abraham offered his son for sacrifice, is the same place where the house of the Lord, the temple, was built by Solomon. And given this strong disagreement within the tradition of the Jews and the Christians, therefore, the claim cannot be considered very authentic, reliable, and convincing. May God Almighty enable us to know what the reality and the truth about this particular issue is, and may He enable us to know the reality about all religious truths, wherever they are found.